Oh my God. So it's true. You are back in town. Seriously? You don't recognize me? Oh, I'm wounded. I'm hurt. I may never get over it. No, it's okay. It was actually a really long time ago, longer than I'd like to admit. But I used to be your babysitter. Yeah. I think you were like 7. I don't know. But you were usually in bed when I came over. It's just interesting to see you now. I think the last time I saw you was, ooh, you were graduating high school and now you're like a whole ass adult. Yeah, it's kind of weird. No. I still live around here. I'm doing work and school and stuff like that. No. No husband, no kids. I know that I'm in my 30s, but I'm having too much fun still. Besides, relationships complicate a lot of things. Anyway, I'm rambling on. I heard that you were back in town and helping your mom out, and I thought that I would kind of come by, and it's good to see you. And it's good to see that you're still as cute as the last time I saw you. It was a few years ago. I think it was your 21st birthday. I was working at a bar across town, and if memory serves me correctly, you came in with your buddies and one of them threw up in my bathroom. Yeah, I say my bathroom because I had to clean it up. It's fine. It's water under the bridge. It's what you're supposed to do when you're that age, right? Yeah, my mom is great. She actually still works down at the high school. I know. I don't think that she'll ever quit that job. I know. Trust me, it is the weirdest thing when you go to school and your parent works there. And especially for me, I was obsessed with sports in high school. I mean, you remember. Yeah, I still am actually, but my mom being the soccer coach too, and me having to deal with all of her bullshit from home and then at school and then at practice, a lot. Besides all of the formalities, how long are you in town? Oh, wow. So you're staying for like a year. That's really nice of you. Well, if you ever want to hang out sometime, I can show you how much this town has kind of grown up. There's a really, really good restaurant, about 5 minutes away from where I live. They have the best ramen ever. I don't know if you like ramen, but it's really good. Yeah. Oh, thanks. I was kind of worried that maybe you would be weirded out that I came over to say hi. I didn't remember how well you actually remembered knowing me and thought that this could be a huge crash and burn, and you'd be like, "Who are you?" But pleasantly surprised and happy that that is not the case. Oh? You have something to tell me? Okay. Go ahead. Really? Are you fucking around right now? You had a crush on me? Really? Ugh. Then? Oh my God. not to say that I wasn't nice looking in the middle of my 20s. I was still a bit rough around the edges. wow. I had no idea. Really? Wow. Well, I kind of wish I would have known. I would have given you a couple free shots on your 21st birthday and made you catch up with your friends. Well, now I'm extra glad that I came over to tell you welcome back. And I'll top it off that I'm even more happy that I don't have a husband or kids to speak of. Like I said, I meant that I thought you were cute. I'm just, I'm a bit taken aback, honestly. Normally, I'm the really assertive one and I speak my mind first, but having you do it has kind of wrong-footed me and okay, well, I'll say it. When I saw you in town running errands for your mom, I immediately recognized you. Now, I'm not saying that you were a bad-looking kid back in the day. You were a nice enough-looking 20-year-old, 21-year-old, and then I didn't see you for a few years. I caught the glimpse of you when I was out during Thanksgiving, and I think you were here briefly to drop off your sister. And I thought, wow, he's really grown up into a nice-looking young man, which really shows my age. Fuck, why did I put it like that? Regardless, what I'm saying is, you've matured and you look really good. So, yeah, if you'd like to go on a date sometime, I would love that. Oh? Yeah. That would be really fun. Wow, I really didn't see my day turning out like this. Wow. No, don't stop. I'm just a bit shocked. Is your mom not home? Stop. Don't normally do this, but I've wanted to hook up with you for a really long time, and I think that we should just throw caution to the wind and go for it. Oh, shit. Clearly, you do too. Oh my God, right here in your mom's foyer? Yeah, okay. I haven't done anything like this since I don't think I've ever done anything like this. Oh, now I'm really glad that I didn't wear underwear with these yoga pants. Oh shit. You're so hard. I can feel you poking up against my ass. Oh, yeah. I am really wet. I got really turned on by the prospect that somebody else wanted me as much as I want them. Yeah, we can my mouth is dry. We can take our time later. I want you to fuck me. I want you to fuck me right now. I need your cock inside me so fucking bad, please. No, I'm fine. I'm fine. I'm holding onto the stairs. Inside me. Yeah, fuck. Oh, your cock feels so amazing. On you. Roll your hips forward like that. Oh, yeah. Right? 8 a.m. around your clock. Did you dream about this before? Stroke your cock thinking about your babysitter, your older, sexier babysitter, finally confessing to you that she has wanted you since your 21st birthday. Yes. I'm just mad that I could have felt this amazing before now, but it doesn't matter. Yeah. Grab my hips. Yeah, fuck me hard. No, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. I want you to come inside me. Yeah, I want you to come deep inside me. Drain your balls inside my wet pussy, please. I've wanted to for so long. Oh, yes. That's it. Yeah. Yes. Oh, yeah. Oh, you're gonna come with me? Yeah. How romantic. Yeah, please. Come deep inside me. Yeah. Apologizing. That was fucking amazing. Plus, we can do it as many times as you want. That was fucking incredible. Thank you. No, that was everything I had ever hoped it would be. Don't worry. How about you? Was it hot to finally fulfill that fantasy? good. I'm really going to enjoy feeling it come leaking out of me for the rest of the day. Maybe if you're up for it later and your mom doesn't need any help, you can drop by my place. Yeah. Really? I would love pizza in a movie. I'll text you my address. I'm really, really glad that I decided to come over and talk to you.